So this is the fourth Nidra that we'll be doing on the Finchley Retreat for October 2018. And by now you're starting to get used to the sequence, and so your mind already knows kind of in some ways what the steps of the journey are going to be. So what's probably happening is already as you're lying here, you're starting to get into the state that the Nidra brings, which is a state of deep relaxation and an ability to really sort of cherish and nurture your soul and your body. And it's a state in which you know that you don't have to do anything. You know that you can listen to the voice and the instructions, and you know that you can also just let the words wash over you, and you can just allow yourself to relax and to just really allow your soul to flourish and blossom, and you can let your mind let go and just open up and be yourself. And so as you listen to these words, feel completely free to work with them in whatever way you wish. And it's probably helpful to keep just a link to the voice in some way, so that you're connected with the process, and just to allow yourself now to become aware of being lying in this room, familiar with this lovely green room, the paneling with just these touches of gold, these pictures around the room of evocative and beautiful things. And just slowly becoming aware of the atmosphere here, its peacefulness. And you're aware of lying on the floor, and you can sense your body and sense the position of your limbs. And you can either have your hands over your tummy, or you can try them in the traditional Shavasana position, it's called, where you have your palms facing upwards, or you can have your palms facing downwards, just however you feel. And you might like to sense a sort of thread or a line, being aware of a vertical line just traveling through your body, with your legs to either side and your arms to either side. But if you're lying on your side, that'll be different anyway. So gradually just connecting with any sounds you might hear from outside the room. Sounds inside the room. And then any sounds you might be hearing from inside your own body, like your digestion or your heartbeat or your breathing. And you connect with your breathing now. And you just allow yourself to just take in a deep breath through your nostrils. Just holding it at the top for a moment. And then letting it out through your mouth. And do this two more times. Just aware of the breath coming in. Holding it for a moment. And then letting it out. And with every breath, just relaxing more and more deeply. Becoming aware of your body lying on the floor. Sensing the contact with the floor. Your ankles. Your calves. Your thighs. Just feeling the floor beneath you. And allowing your body and your sense of the weight of the body just to drop down, nothing to hold on to, just dropping down the thighs, back, shoulders, and the back of your head. And just pay attention now to the sense of the space your body occupies, and just allow yourself, give yourself permission at the deepest level to occupy the space that your body occupies. You have a right to occupy this space in the world, and you just relax into the space and you get a sense of the space as well, the sort of volume, if you like, that your body fills, and just allowing yourself to occupy it. Getting a sense of its temperature now, the temperature of your body is. And now getting a sense of its weight. And as you get a sense of its weight, you might notice something rather interesting, which is that it can feel both heavy and light at the same time. Doesn't matter if it doesn't feel that way to you, but you just might feel it. You might feel heavy, just heavy, but also strangely light at the same time. And somehow it's possible to feel both things at the same time. And let's begin a journey around the body now. A pilgrimage under starlight. Just sensing the starlight caressing the point between your brows. Becoming aware of that point on your body. And then the little hollow at the base of the neck between the collarbones. The right shoulder, elbow, wrist, tip of the thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, back to the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the hollow at the base of the neck, the left shoulder, elbow, wrist, the left thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, back to the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the point between the collarbones, the center of the breastbone, inside the left breast, inside the right breast, the center of the breastbone, the navel, the perineum, the right hip, knee, ankle, big toe, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, the heel, the ankle, the knee, the hip, the perineum, the left hip, knee, ankle, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, the knee, the hip, the perineum, the navel, the centre of the breastbone, the base of the neck, the point between the eyebrows. And you become aware of the whole body now. The whole body. You might sense all the points of light sparkling like stars on a night sky. Points of energy, points of light in your body, in your energy field. And you move your awareness now to your breathing, just focusing on your breath, breathing up from the base of the spine, up to the top of the spine, to the brain, and then breathing down the spine, breathing up and breathing down. And as you breathe up, the energy flows through your system. As you breathe down, you feel a cleansing, a purifying. And now move your attention to being aware of standing on a hillside. To one side up in the sky, you see the moon and the starlight, and it's night time. And on the other side of the horizon, the sun is rising, day and night in perfect balance. Perfect balance. And your awareness of that begins to fade, beginning to become aware instead of standing on a lawn, standing before the wall to the garden that you visited before, coming to the gate, coming to the doorway, the oak door, turning the handle, coming into the garden, closing the door, feeling so at home in this, your garden, your special place, this place of shrubs and flowers, of perfumes, of tended spots and of wild spots. And you walk across the lawns, just walking, and it's a perfect day. It's just the perfect weather, just how you like it. And you know this garden is, only the good comes into this garden. This is a place that nurtures and heals you. And you see yourself coming to the stream. Little wooden bridge over the stream. And you cross over the bridge. You come to the other side. And you sense the little hillock with the tree on it. And you decide to take a path another way. There's a little part of this garden, the enclosed garden, that you haven't come to before. You've come into the garden within the garden, filled with flowers. And you come around the other side. And you find yourself coming into a rose garden. And there's this beautiful perfume of roses. And there's a gentle sunlight that's warming you. And you feel there's a really comfortable place that you can be seated. Just a place that is just right for you, and that you're able to be seated here in this place. And you look out on the roses and inhale the perfume, and you close your inner eyes. And it's as if the perfume of the roses is taking you deeper and deeper to a place of the heart and of healing, to a place of love and joy. Nothing to do, no effort to be made, sustained by the perfume, sustained by the colour, sustained by the spirit of the rose, the softness of the petals. The beauty of it. And there's a way in which the spirit of the rose seems to be almost caressing you with the softness of the petals. It occurs to you that you might be lying in rose petals. You're not sure, you just feel the softness of the rose petals on your skin and on your body. The essence of the rose somehow feeding your soul and feeding your heart. And as you breathe in the perfume of the roses, you can feel your breath traveling up your spine, up to the top of the spine. And then as you breathe out, you follow the breath down. Down to the base of the spine, down to the roots, down to the soil, down to the ground. Breathing up, the energy flowing up, up to the flower, up to the perfume, up to the sun, down to the roots. Just following the breath. Allowing the rose to flower in the sanctuary of the heart. You become aware of being seated, looking at the roses in the rose garden, breathing in the perfume of the roses, and your eyes drawn to one particular rose that has dew on it, and you notice the sunlight catching this drops of dew on the rose. And you just allow yourself to taste the dew. You just gently lean forward. And just with the tip of your tongue, you allow a dewdrop to fall onto the tip of your tongue. And this one drop you can feel on the tip of your tongue. And you can feel the essence of the rose flowing into your being, opening your heart. And you sense the spirit of the rose garden, the spirit of this place. You might sense it as just a feeling, just a subtle feeling or quality of place or of presence. Or you might sense it as a being. You give thanks to this spirit. You give thanks for the blessings. And you sense yourself as you give thanks, just touching your heart, placing the palm of your hand against your heart, bowing to the spirit, giving thanks. Feeling the warmth in your heart. And knowing you can return to this place at any time to meditate, to find peace, to deepen this experience. You take your leave of the rose garden. And you walk through this garden within the garden, this place of beauty and peace. You're leaving that garden, you're in the bigger garden now, crossing the lawn, moving towards the stream. Crossing the stream, you continue moving through the garden, noticing the trees and the shrubs and the flowers. And you feel moved just to kneel down and touch the earth. Placing both your palms on the earth, feeling the garden with your hands, connecting with it, feeling close to it. And through touching it in this way, you transmit your thanks and your gratitude. And you stand up, and then as you approach the door, you just turn back and look at the garden. One last lingering look, knowing you can come back at any time. Walking through the doorway now, closing the door behind you. Feeling really at peace, standing on the lawn, on a perfect day. just gradually letting that awareness fade as you become aware of being in the room, infantry, the green walls around you, decorated with gold. The peaceful atmosphere, the pictures on the walls. Aware of being seated or lying in the room. And as you become aware of being in the room, you become aware of how sensitized you are to your energy field. You can feel your energy body, your energy field. And you can feel your physical body contained within that energy field. And you can feel how every cell of your physical body, every organ, all the tissues and bones, muscles and veins, all the organs, everything is just bathed in energy. And you feel every cell of your physical body drinking in this energy, being bathed in this energy, being healed by this energy. And as you sense your physical body being healed and energized, made strong and made whole, filled with vitality, gradually your awareness of the physical body grows stronger and stronger as your awareness of the energy body begins to fade. And as your awareness of the physical body grows stronger, so you feel fully present, here and now, lying in this room, here in Fintry. And you take as long as you wish to slowly stretch your fingers and toes, to open your eyes, and you take as much time as you want just to come back into the here and now in the gentlest and easiest way possible, feeling fully rested, calm and at peace.